get to the seasonal pond at the back of Angel Mounds State Historic Site, it's wise to take an off-road vehicle. The ground is wet and it's a bit of a walk. Department of Natural Resources State Herpetologist Nathan Embreck and Assistant Jason Myrtle are in the middle of a conservation effort to bring the endangered crawfish frog back to Angel Mounds.
Our goal is to kind of move eggs here the next year or two, maybe 3 years, until we know that the frogs themselves are reaching adulthood and able to lay their own eggs. So our measures for success in terms of how do we know when they've gotten here is when they can actually mate and start laying their own eggs and they become more self-sustaining.
These frogs will have local naturalist Mike Lodato to thank if they reestablish themselves.
There were several populations in this vicinity, in this part of the state. They've slowly disappeared over the years.
He closely studied the populations and noted when they disappeared and advised the state on this issue.
Most of them are explainable because of urbanization or highway construction or surface mining, something like that. This population disappeared for unknown reasons.
Everyone drags full 5-gallon buckets with frog eggs from the DNR pickup to the water's edge. Enbreck says this vernal pool is actually the original crawfish frog breeding pond.
So we're back at ground zero here in Angel Mounds to put these eggs in. And this is just the type of wetland that crawfish frogs like to use. Dries up in the fall, fish can't get established, kind of resets itself, fills back up in winter and spring.
Healthy frog or salamander populations migrate to these pools in the spring to breed. The DNR is trying to kickstart this natural process by moving eggs from central Indiana.
Eggs have at least some sunlight that can come down on them. So, it's an owl calling.
The clear, cool water is about knee-deep. Embreck, Myrtle, Lodato, and seasonal DNR employee Jackson Shutley wade out one bucket at a time. Jackson Shutley.
They're kind of going to be a bunch of circular, soft egg masses. They're not really like chicken eggs like you would think. They're soft gelatinous as opposed to having a hard shell.
It's like caviar. I'll
lift one out. Embreck lifts the jiggly, massive eggs, gently setting it atop foliage just under the water surface. They repeat this process a few times in different spots in the pond, placing a wire cage over them.
And that'll give them a little bit of protection. And once they hatch, in probably about a week or two, then the tadpoles will be swimming around the wetland. We'll pull the cages off. And then the tadpoles are on their own for about the next 3 months, and we'll be coming down from Bloomington and monitoring the hydrology of the pond to see, you know, how much water's left. And probably by like June or July, this thing will start to dry up, and we hope that they can complete that tadpole stage before it dries up. And they did last year. And it just depends on how wet of a spring we have.
When full grown, these frogs are about fist-sized and live in or near empty crawfish burrows. They have defined golden or black circles covering their body. Embreck says such a project fits within the mission of the Indiana DNR Fish and Wildlife Service.
But on a personal level, I really like these frogs, and I'm really hoping to get them back here at Angel Mounds where they were, you know, in the past. So that high-pitched trilling sound that you hear, that's a chorus frog. A very small type of tree frog, a western chorus frog. I think I hear a little chuckle, which would be a southern leopard frog.
Do the crawfish frogs? Well, we're not going to hear them, but
we won't hear them today. Yeah. But they are calling this time of year. This is their mating season, and so they have a loud snore of a call. It's actually quite impressive. Under good weather conditions, you can actually hear it from over a mile away.
If all goes well, the loud, impressive call of the crawfish frog might return to this pond in 2026, 39 years after they disappeared. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.